Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and greetings to everyone on this wonderful, beautiful Monday afternoon. We are already at the ninth day of January 2017. The last time we spoke, I clicked off a number of areas that we would be looking at in this new year, and I thought we would start out with priorities. In fact, the title of today's show is Prioritizing, and the subtitle is Exchanging the Urgent for the Important. How many of you might be chased by what most would consider urgent? And then we have the tendency too many times to confuse or jumble up the urgent with the important. At least I do. Now, just bear with me a little bit, because I'm hoping that this podcast today might help you to not only prioritize the various aspects of your life, some of the various aspects of your life, but also give you a heads up and a lead in really exchanging the urgent for the important, yielding a more satisfied life for yourself as well as those. The next few minutes, I want to build a couple of scenarios. You know, we have priorities that need to be handled both in our private and personal lives as well as our business lives, our social lives, our spiritual or religious lives. It just, the list goes on and on. And we are going to look at a situation that places a young mother in her home. And then we're going to look at another situation that places someone in an office situation. So picture this. You are putting a bottle of juice in the refrigerator when suddenly the doorbell rang. Even though it was a familiar sound, it startled you. The bottle and the juice are now spattered on your newly washed kitchen floor, and just at that very moment, your infant is screaming. If this is not you today, perhaps it was you a few years ago, maybe even 20 years ago. The question begs, however, for you to answer, what would you do or what would you have done? In my situation, I'm going to be quite candid and say that it's very likely that I would try to make contact with my baby eyes and clean up the juice first. Now, today, that would not be my choice. Because of experience and grappling with various situations, today, I would dash to my baby and that floor would be last. I wish I had that perspective all those years ago. My baby, my youngest child, is 28. So 28 years ago, I wish that I could have stood before anyone, but particularly myself, and declare that that's what I would have done. You see, and for me, in that instance, in that scenario, the urgent side, the important. Now, there are times when we must deal with the urgent first. I acknowledge that. But in this situation, And we all have to choose for ourselves. And that's what this is about today, for you to consider what your response is should be for yourself. I'm not trying to dictate and say we all should have done what I just talked about, but I want you to think about it. Now, here is another scenario. You arrive at the office bright and early, but worn out from yesterday and all the days before yesterday, actually. You have had the opportunity to go and get a cup of tea. You're now settled in your chair, and you're ready to begin the report that's been glaring at you for the last week. And your boss has told you that she needs it no later than 3 o'clock today. So, let's say that you're 15 minutes into the report, and there's a knock on your door. You gingerly say, "Come in," and there's Harry. Oh, no, not that you don't like Harry. It's not that you don't want to give time to Harry. Actually, the opposite is true. You really do like Harry, and you've been helping him through a hard situation that he finds himself in right now. He says, "Do you have a minute?" But you know that that minute is going to be far greater by the time he leaves. Nonetheless, you ask him to come in and take a seat. So during the time that he's explaining what's going on, updating you, you are, in fact, distracted because you glance over to reach for a tissue and you see that your phone has been going to voicemail several times, in fact. Whew. You're thinking, how am I going to get this report done? But finally the time arrives when Harry stands up and he says, "I guess I'll leave now." Once he does, instead of going back to your report, you feel the need, the urgency, if you will, to check your email because you're expecting an important one to come through, and you don't know if it has yet or not. Okay, it's not come through yet. So now what are you doing? Now you're setting off to check your voicemails. And once you finish checking the voicemails, it's now noon and you're hungry. It's noon, and the report, remember, which you've only spent about 15 minutes scribbling some notes on the side of a tablet, it's due in 3 hours. So your choice now becomes, are you going to skip your noon meal? Are you going to buckle down and attend to that report? You know, I really can see a decision being made for both. I see on the one hand someone saying, "I'm going to do whatever it takes to get this done. I'm going to disconnect, or I'm going to put something over my phone. I am going to disengage from email. I'm doing nothing until this report is done." On the other hand, I can see, and I have seen, where an individual will say that they must eat, that they cannot skip this meal. In fact, it's happened to someone in my employ, and they will just go on out and get a meal the days that we come back, and I don't know what they expect, but I guess they still expect that that report will be done. And then on the other hand, another hand I should say, I've seen where someone would ask someone to bring them some small item back, maybe a yogurt or a piece of fruit, and then barrel through until they indeed have completed it. The point is, you have to make, I have to make a decision. We all get 24 hours. We don't get any more. And so it's up to us to decide what's important, what we need to begin to say no to. You know, if I tell you you are important to me, but I'm always dashing somewhere else, are you? I submit, and I'm sure you can see, in fact, that you are not. We must budget our time and those things that we want to accomplish on a daily basis. Write it out. Intentionally design what you will do and who you will spend time for and with. And then as we go through our day, our week, we must evaluate and reevaluate and refine and redefine. Let's, I'm going to end with a few quotes. The first one is by Matthew Quick, and he says, "You need to make time for your family, no matter what happens in your life." I like that. Another is by Johann Wolfgang von Goethe, and he says, "Things which matter most must never be at the mercy of things which matter least." Oh, do I like that. And lastly, I chose all men today, not intentionally, but this is by Ezra Taft Benson. "When we put God first, all other things fall into their proper place or drop out of our lives. Our love of the Lord will govern the claims for our affection, the demands on our time, the interests we pursue, and the order of our priorities." And oh, do I like that. I do hope that this has been a segment that has helped you to know what it means and to give you the ammunition, or at least some ammunition. I know that it won't solve everything, but I hope that it has given you some ammunition to better embrace and implement exchanging the urgent for the important. Thank you so much for listening. And I'll see you back here again in 2 weeks. Take care.